brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在2008年的第一个礼拜天，我们可以在这里一起敬拜神。
We're very happy that we can worship our God on the first Sunday of
2008.
I can't help but wish that we all know him more in this coming year.
每年过了年以后有一个现象。
Every year after the new year, there's a new phenomenon.
就是去这个运动中心和健康中心的人突然会多起来。
There's increase in people who will go to exercise.
To fitness center, huh? 有人去是因为这是他今年的新年决议。
Some they go there because of the new resolution for the new year.
他希望今年能够把身体弄得更好。
They want to be more, increase their health.
有人去是因为假期的时间吃的东西吃的太多了。
Some because they ate too much during the holidays.
需要赶快减胖。
They want to lose some weight.
有人是两个原因，这两个原因去的。
Some they go for both two reasons.
这段时间在健康中心常常是车水马龙。
So during those days, when you go to the fitness center, it's pretty crowded.
你在停车场要找一段时间才能找那个停车的位置。
You can hardly find a parking spot.
进入中心以后，你要用的器材也要等一阵子才会轮到你。
Once you get inside, you may have to wait for the equipment for a while.
但慢慢的人开始稀少了。
But slowly, people decrease.
到了二月、三月份。
By February and March.
你一到停车场，你可以几乎到处停车。
When you get to the parking lot, you can park almost anywhere.
进入中心以后，你要用什么器材都不需要等待。
Once you get inside, you don't have to wait for any of the equipment.
为什么会有这样大的转变？
Why such change?
因为对许多人来讲，
Because for many people,
去健康中心已经不再是唯一的事了。
To go to the fitness center is no longer the only one thing.
他很多事他想要做，想要完成。
There are many other things he wants to do.
如果保罗今天在明城，
If Paul is today in Minneapolis,
他会告诉你和我，
He will tell you and me.
他一生只有一件事情。
In his whole life, there's only one thing.
他这段经文里面也会告诉我为什么他有这件事。
So in this passage, he tells us why is he this way.
这件事究竟是指什么？
What does it mean?
然后你和我应该做什么？
What you and I should do?
这是我要邀请你跟我一起思想的题目。
This is what I'd like to invite you to think about this.
我们看第一个大点。
That's the first point.
保罗的不满。
Paul's dissatisfaction.
这是12节到13节。
That's the verse 12 and 13.
保罗在这里面讲了两次。
Here, Paul mentioned twice.
我不是自己以为已经得着了。
I do not consider myself as getting hold of it.
这是客气话吗？
Is this just being polite?
保罗这时候有没有为主做了什么？
What he has done for the Lord?
他为主有很大的成就。
He has a great accomplishment for the Lord.
当他信主以后，
After he became a believer,
神带他去亚拉伯的地方。
God led him to the Arab.
他在那边有三年的时间，神直接教导他。
So he spent 3 years there being taught by God himself.
奠定他新约的神学观。
So establish his new theology for the New Testament.
然后再开始在亚洲传道。
And then he went to preach in Asia.
在居比路哈 ，Cyprus 这个岛传道。
Went to the island of Cyprus.
也在加拉太省许多地方建立教会。
He also established many churches in Galatia.
包括安提亚、以哥念、
Lyconia、
路斯德、
Lystra
跟特比、
Derbe。
同时，他这段时间帮助了耶路撒冷的总会做了一个很了不起的决定。
He also helped Jerusalem make some big decisions.
就是外邦人不需要先变成犹太人才能成为信徒。
And the Gentiles do not need to become Jews before they can be baptized.
这是个莫大重要的决定。
So that was a very important decision.
让基督徒脱离了犹太教的捆绑。
So let the Jews, so they can be, Gentiles can be delivered from the bondage.
他也开始在欧洲传道。
He also went to preach in Europe.
先后建立的菲律宾教会。
So he established the Philippian church.
比利亚,
and in Caesarea.
介绍罗尼迦,
and Thessalonica.
哥林多教会,
and also in Corinth.
他也在雅典一个出名的地方叫做雅巴雅略巴谷。
Also, he went to Athens in one of the places called Areopagus.
对当时世界上可以说最有知识的人讲道。
So he was teaching those who are philosophers and knowledgeable people.
然后他建立了以弗所教会。
He also started a church in Ephesus.
向亚细亚这个地方传福音。
So he was preaching in the Asia Minor.
我们在启示录读到七个教会都是在亚细亚里面。
So there were seven churches in the Revelation. They were all in Asia Minor.
在到处旅行教导。
He also traveled and taught.
当他被送到罗马的时候,
when he was sent to Rome,
他是一个囚犯,
he was a prisoner.
并没有阻止他传福音的工作,
but it didn't stop him from preaching.
他带领一些皇帝的警卫兵信徒,
he also led many of the court guards into believers.
让神的福音也进入该撒的皇宫里面。
So God's gospel went inside the Caesar's palace.
他也训练许多青年人成为他的门徒。
He also trained many young people to be his disciples.
他自己做他们的榜样。
He was their example.
怎么样传福音？
How to preach?
怎么样训练门徒？
How to do discipleship?
怎么样牧养教会？
How to pastor church?
这里面包括提摩太。
This included Timothy,
提多,
Titus,
路加,
Luke,
希拉,
and Cyrus.
还有六位青年人是我们比较不熟悉的。
And the six other people were not familiar with.
请我们看使徒行传20章第4节。
Let's go to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章第4节。
Chapter 20 verse 4.
20章第10节说，同他到亚细亚去的有比利亚人毕罗斯的儿子索巴特，这是第一位；帖撒罗尼迦人亚利达古和西宫都第二、第三位；还有特比人该有第四，并提摩太；又有亚细亚人推基古第五位，和特罗菲摩第六位。他带领这六位训练这六位青年人。
He trained and taught those six young people.
然后他行了不少的神迹啊。
He performed many miracles.
他医好一个生来是瘸腿的。
So he cured someone who was born lame.
他把一个女孩子身上的污鬼赶出去。
He chased out the demons from a young lady.
再让一个患热病跟痢疾的人得到医治。
So he also cured someone with a fever and a dysphoria.
他更让一个听到睡着死掉的人叫尤推古把他救回来。
So there was one young man who fell off when he was listening and he revived him.
然后他又为主受了许多的痛苦。
He also suffered for the Lord.
被人家打。
He was beaten.
被关在监牢。
He was imprisoned.
被人家侮辱。
He was ashamed.
有时候又饥又渴。
Sometimes he was hungry and thirsty.
有时候不能睡觉。
Sometimes he couldn't sleep.
圣经说，他说我身上带着耶稣的印记。
So in the Bible says, in his body he has the mark of Jesus.
从人的角度来看，保罗的成就是前无古人后无来者。
So from the people's point of view, what Paul has accomplished is unique. There's nobody like him before.
可能我们如果有他十分之一的成就，百分之一的成就。
If we have either 1/10 or even 1/100 of his accomplishment,
我们可能就沾沾自喜。We'll
be very happy ourselves.
像保罗讲了两次，我不是说我已经得着了。But
Paul said twice, I'm not saying I have gotten hold of.
然后他又说，我不认为我已经完全了。I
do not consider myself as perfect.
他不是说我不能再进步了。
He doesn't say I cannot improve.
我不可能再更上一层楼了。
I cannot be even promoted higher.
我可以退休了。
I can retire.
我可以做观众了。
I can become a spectator.
为什么保罗觉得自己不满意自己？
Why isn't Paul not happy with himself? Because he was not comparing with others. He's comparing with himself. He's comparing with Christ.
如果保罗这样说他自己,
if Paul says about himself this way, so I'm asking you and I, what do we have to say?
会不会有时候我们不但没有这样讲,
maybe sometimes not only we didn't say those things,
我们反而还讲一些反面的话,
we may even say something the opposite.
陈宗道牧师在读到这个圣经节的时候有这样的一个注释,
so the pastor Chen Stevenson, when he read this passage, he has said this.
可以作为我们的提醒,
it can be a reminder for us.
他说一个开始堕落的基督徒,
so one beginning fallen Christian.
他说开始堕落, 重点是开始,
begin to fall.
他的口气必跟保罗这里所说的正好相反,
what he would say would be opposite of what Paul is saying right here.
他会认为我已经得着了,
he will say, I am perfect, I have gotten hold of.
他说, 这正是老底家教会的口吻,
this is the exact what the church in Laodicea would have said.
今日的信徒还有更可怕的现象,
today's believers may have even worse conditions.
他们心中对自己说,
they would talk to themselves,
我虽然还不完全, 但总算胜过某人,
even I'm not perfect, but I'm better than someone else.
这等人实际的情形正如老底家,
those people just like the people in Laodicea,
他们却不以为主对老底家所说的话是与他们,
they don't believe what Lord said to the people in Laodicea is fitting for them.
总以为自己倒好过老底家,
they think they are better than people in Laodicea,
但实际上他们正是如假包换的老底家,
so in fact they are just like the pretenders of those in Laodicea.
这是蛮重的话,
so this is a pretty heavy thing.
因为主厌恶老底家,
because we know the Lord dislikes the church in Laodicea.
主说我必从我口中把它吐出来,
the Lord said, I'm going to spit them out from my mouth.
主说你以为你们是富足的吗?
So the Lord asked, do you think you are rich?
却不知你是那困苦可怜贫穷的,
but you do not know those who are poor, who are miserable,
并且是瞎眼跟刺身的,
and also they were blind and they were naked.
弟兄姐妹我们不要自满,
so brothers, don't be so satisfied with ourselves.
不要在有一些圣经的知识以后,
don't feel like you know something about the Bible,
或有一些属灵的经历以后,
or you have some spiritual experiences,
便沾沾自喜, 满足现状,
then you are very happy with yourself and be satisfied.
不然我们会很危险的变成一个老底家的信徒,
otherwise we will be just become people in the church in Laodicea.
不满现状是 我们能够转进的先决条件,
so not to be happy with our current situation is the priority for us to be improving.
然后保罗在十二节后边说, 我乃是竭力追求,
so in the second half of verse 2 he says, I will continue pressing forward.
Okay, 这个竭力追求这个字 跟第三章第六节有一个字眼是一样的, 希腊字,
this word in verse 12 is the same Greek word as chapter 3 verse 2.
第三章第六节说, 就热心说, 我是逼迫教会, 跟逼迫是同一个字,
so it was the same word as verse 6 of chapter 3, it's the press.
Okay, 保罗是在说,
so Paul is really saying,
信主以前我全力以赴,
so before I was a believer, I do everything I could to persecute the church.
那么信主以后我也全力以赴,
so after I become a believer, I do everything I can, I'm pressing on the seeking Christ.
他为什么他说, 或者可以得着基督耶稣,
so why did he say, maybe is it possible for me to gain Jesus Christ?
我们的赫尔本的小字哈，说所以得着我的，可以翻成首要我得到的，首要我得的。
So the Chinese version it says is what God wants me to have.
主要我们所得的，总是比我们所想象的更高更多。
So what we have is far beyond what we can imagine.
那主要保罗得到什么
？What Paul, Paul obtained?
就是在第十节。
It's in verse 10.
能够认识基督。
So get to know Christ.
继续的不断的认识他。
So continue to know Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Because the Bible tells us, knowing the Holy One is knowledge.
保罗他成为一个聪明的人。
So Paul wants to be a knowledgeable people person.
弟兄姐妹，不管你现在属灵的情况是怎么样。
So brothers and sisters, doesn't matter what your spiritual situation.
让我们一个人呢不满现状。
So we need to be not happy with our current circumstances.
这是长进的先决条件。
So that is the condition for improving.
我们看第二大点。
That's the second point.
专心，保罗的专心。
So Paul's devotion.
这是从十三节后半边到十四节。
The second half of verse 13 and verse 14.
他说我只有一件事。
It says, but one thing I do.
这句话对你我是挺重要的。
So this is very important for you and me.
圣经里面提过几次一件事。
Many times the Bible mentioned one thing.
我们看诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Let's go to Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Verse 4.
说有一件事我曾求耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问这件事就是认识神
So this one thing is to know God
跟神有团契
Have fellowship with God
能够敬拜他
And worship him
你还记得在马可福音那位少年官吗
Do you remember that young ruler in Mark?
耶稣跟他说你还缺少一件。
Jesus told him, you're lacking in one thing.
那一件就是你把你的财产摆在我的上面。
So that is that you have put your possessions above me.
你还记得耶稣对马大讲哪一句话
Do you know what Jesus told Mary?
不可少的只有一件。
There's only one thing is cannot lacking.
玛利亚已经得到那上好。
Mary has already obtained the.
那今天的话来讲。
To use today's word.
一个人在教会里面忙来忙去。
So if you're busy every day in the church.
那他是对神的话语没有兴趣。
But have no interest in God's word.
他用其他的活动来代替他。
He uses other activities to substitute it.
你记得约翰第九章那位生来是瞎眼的人吗
You remember in John 9 the one who was born blind
当人家审问他的时候
When they judge him
他说只有一件事情我知道了
There's only one thing I know
我生来是瞎眼的
I was born blind
现在医好了
But now I'm cured
他知道他生命有改变
He knows his life is changed
他的见证很有效
His testimony is effective
我们在生活当中也说太多事情
Maybe there are too many things in our life
这可能是我们没有长进主要的原因。
Maybe that's one reason why we're not growing.
保罗提醒我们，长进的秘诀只有一件事。
So Paul reminds us to grow. There's only one thing.
也许我们是哪一件事是
？Maybe we should which one?
保罗究竟在指什么
？What is Paul meant to mean?
后面的圣经也告诉我们，这件事情就是做一位属灵的跑步者。
So this.Bible tells us that the one thing is to be a spiritual runner.
保罗要我们全力以赴来跑完这段路程。
So Paul wants us to do our all we can to run this course.
怎么跑这个路程
？How to Paul run the course?
有三点。
The three things.
第一个。
The first.
忘记背后。
So forget behind us.
你想想看，一位赛跑的人，他跑的时候老是朝后看。
So if you are running, you always looking backwards.
他不然就是慢下来。
Either he would slow down.
跑歪了。
or he'll run away,
或者 跌倒了
or he'll fall.
保罗有没有忘记？
So we have to forget.
忘记在圣经里面不是说我的记忆力记不起来了。
So the forgetting doesn't mean I do not remember.
而不是我现在年纪大记不起东西了。
Or because I'm old, I couldn't remember.
我们都知道我们过去发生的事情还会在我们脑子里。
We know what happened in the past will remain in our mind.
圣经里面提到忘记的时候。
The Bible mentions the word forget.
乃是指我不再受过去事情的影响了。
In other words, it means we will not be influenced by the past things.
当神说我要对以色列人说我要忘记你的罪过。
So when God says, I will forget your transgressions.
不是神说我记不起来你犯过错了。
God is not saying, I do remember that you have made mistakes.
乃是神我现在对你的关系已经不再被你过去的罪恶影响了。
So God says, now my relationship with you will not be affected by your past deeds.
要让过去的事情影响你和我。
So do not let past things affect
you. 那以致不能往前走。
So you will not walk forward.
有哪些事情 会影响你和我？
So what things can affect us?
第一个。
The first.
我们需要忘记过去的成就。
We need to forget our past achievements.
想到保罗。
Think about Paul.
他没有沉醉在他的成就当中。
He did not just always think about his past.
但他却继续往前走。
He continued to walk forward.
第二个呢？
The second.
忘记过去的失败跟错误。
So forget our past failures and mistakes.
让这些失败错误成为我们的警戒。
So that make our past failures to be a warning sign for us.
所以我们不会重犯。
So we will not commit the same mistake.
但是不要让这些错误让我们整个人都瘫痪下来。
But don't let those past mistakes paralyze us.
觉得哎呀，我现在没有力量，我没有不可能继续往前走。
So I do not have a strength. I couldn't walk forward.
你记得以色列人的故事吗？
You remember the story of the Israelites?
他们在耶利哥刚打完一个大胜仗。
After they had a big victory in Jericho.
就是一个很大的城市。
It was a huge city.
打完以后去到爱城
so they went to the city of
Ai. 那么一个小小的城市
It was a small town.
却打了一个大败仗
But then they failed.
死了很多人
Many people died.
他们有没有就灰心丧志
Did they become discouraged?
他们发现是亚干犯的罪
Because they know that because of Achan's sin.
他们处理这件事情
So they took care of it.
他们认罪悔改
So they repented.
那神怎么对他们讲
So what did God tell them?
那我们看耶稣雅记第八章第一节
Let's go to Joshua chapter 8.
耶稣雅记第八章第一节
Chapter 8 verse 1 Joshua
第八章第一节，耶和华对约书亚说：“不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，你起来，率领一切兵丁上爱城去。我已经把爱城的王和他的民、他的城，并他的地，都交给你手里了。”他们就继续往前走。
So they continue to walk forward.
我们不要让过去的成就影响我们。
So don't let past achievement affect us.
我们不要让过去的失败影响我们。
Don't let past failures affect us.
还有一个。
Just one more.
不要让过去的享受影响我们。
Don't let our past enjoyments affect us.
特别是肉体上的享受。
Especially the bodily comfort.
如果神已经带你到一个新的境界。
If God leads you to a new situation.
不要向往以前的那种享受。
So don't still remember the past.
好像老是放不掉，老要回去。
So you couldn't forget about it.
民数记里面记载了一批这样的人。
So in the book of Numbers, recorded such people.
他们老是觉得过去比现在好啊。
They don't always think that the past is better.
他们不肯接受神的训练。
They do not want to accept God's discipline.
带到一个更美的境界。
Lead them into a better horizon.
我们看一下民数记十一章。
Let's go to Numbers chapter 11.
第四节第六节。
Verses 4 and 6.
民数记第十一章。
Chapter 11, Numbers.
十一章第四节
Verse 4
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。你听他们的口气好可怜哈，世界上最可怜的人。
You can see what they say, they will feel miserable.
哦，没有黄瓜韭菜吃。
They don't have cucumbers and leeks.
第六节，现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛纳以外，在我们的眼前并没有别的东西啊。这是一批黄瓜韭菜的基督徒。
So these are the Christians of the cucumbers and the leeks.
我希望你不是一位黄瓜韭菜的基督徒。
I hope you are not one of those Christians.
不然呢？你不然不但不能继续往前走。
Otherwise, you not only you cannot walk forward.
神有时候还吃鹌鹑给你吃。
Sometimes he gives you quails. God will give you quails to eat.
吃到你都带给你更大的祸灾祸。
He will bring you great disaster.
保罗要我们忘记过去的这些影响我们。
So Paul says, "Don't let those past things affect us."
然后他说第二个努力面前的事。
And then he says.The pressing on to what is ahead of us.
Okay, 这个字意思有点眼前的事，而不是说五年、十年、二十年以后的事。
So this is what is right immediately in front of us, not the next 5 or 10 years.
最近是美国足球界的这个很多比赛啊。
Now there's a lot of games in this American football.
如果你有看足球的话，都知道今年在美国有一队很了不起。
If you are watching the football, you know there's one team is great.
就是新英格兰州的爱国者队。
So it's the New England Patriots.
他们今年的比赛的记录是16-0。
So their record today is 16-0.
他们没有输过一场球。
They have not lost a game yet.
并且打破了许多足球界里面的记录。
They have broken many records in the football.
这是足球界73年以来第二次有这样的情形。
So this is the second time in the last 73 years in the football league.
如果你要追寻说哪一队没有输过，你要回到35年以前。
If you want to think of which other team has no loss in the season, you have to go back 35 years.
1972年的海豚队。
So 1972, the Miami Dolphins.
今年他们的比数只是14-0，还少了两场。
So they were only 14-0.
一年当中一场球都不输很不容易。
It's not easy not to lose a single game in a year.
我注意到在每次比赛完以后
I've noticed after the game,
这些电视记者常常去访问他们的总教练。
So the reporters, they will interview their head coach.
哦，你现在比数是8-0呢10-0呢12-0呢。
So now your record is 8-0 or 10-0 or 12-0.
你有可能16-0吗？
Can you be 16-0?
请问你的计划、你的战略是什么？
So what is your plan? What's the strategy?
每次总教练的回答都一样。
So every year the head coach, every time the head coach answers the same way.
我们的计划。
Our plan.
就是看下一场，注意下一场怎么打。
We just pay attention to the next game.
我们的战略就是准备下一场球。
Our strategy is prepare for the next game.
他没有开始思想说，哦，决赛时候怎么打。
He's not going to think of how to do in the final competition.
忘了下礼拜的球。
And forget about the next game.
他也没想到 Super Bowl 怎么打。
He was not thinking about the Super Bowl.
忘了下礼拜的球。
And forget about next week.
他就是努力眼前的事。
So he pressed on towards the present thing.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们的属灵的赛跑不是100米。
So our spiritual race is not 100 meters.
不是冲刺一下就好。
It's not we can just dash into it.
乃是一个比较长距离的赛跑。
It's a long distance.
可能是1500米。
Maybe 1600 meters.
可能是5000米。
Maybe 5000.
可能是10000米。
Maybe 10,000.
我们要紧的就是眼前的事。
What is important? Pay attention to what's present.
这个眼前的事也许就是需要一个固定的灵修。
So maybe the present thing is to have a regular devotion.
也许眼前的事就是过一个悔改认罪的生活。
Maybe the present thing is to live a repenting life. Maybe the present thing is to attend meetings regularly.
请问你有没有忽略这个眼前的事?
So let me ask, have you neglected what's going on?
我们说罗马不是一天造成的,
we said that Rome was not built in one day.
最要紧的还是眼前的事。
The important thing is what is present.
我们保罗不但忘记背后努力面前，他向着标杆直跑。
He also pressing towards the goal.
标杆是个记号的意思。
So the goal is a mark.
就是说好像终点的记号。
So it's the mark of the finish line.
保罗这边描写一个运动员。
So here he is describing an athlete.
他在场上已经跑了一阵子。
He's run around for a while.
他现在已经跑过那个弯道。
Now he's already past the curve.
他已经英文说是在 home stretch.
Now he's going toward the end.
或者我们说 home stretch 可以换成最后冲刺的直道，也许只有50米了。
Maybe there's only 50 meters.
他可以看到50米之外的那个终点了。
He can see the end in 50 meters.
难怪他向前直跑。So
now he's passing forward.
我们可以想象这位运动员这个时候。
We can imagine for this athlete.
眼睛看着前方。
He's looking forward.
全神贯注。
He's concentrating.
身体向前倾。
He's leaning forward.
两臂一直在飞动。
He's moving his arm.
脚踢出去。
So kick his feet.
心跳越来越快。
So his heartbeat's fast.
你在旁边可以听到他呼吸的声音。
You can even hear his breathing.
他把身上所有剩下力量都要用出来。
To use all his remaining energy.
因为要得到那终点以后的奖赏。
Because you want to receive the reward at the end.
这个叫做向着标杆直跑。
So this is a pressing towards the goal.
这个奖赏对当时的比赛者,
so the prize for those competitors,
常常是用个树叶织成的头冠,
so it's a laurel made of leaves.
但是在一些重要的比赛, 像奥林匹克的比赛当中,
so in the Olympic Games,
优胜者还有特别的待遇,
so when, if you are a winner, you have special reward.
历史学家告诉我, 他们有三种特别的待遇,
Historians tell there are three different kinds of
persons. 我们会很喜欢的。
Those, by the way, all like.
第一个,
the first.
他们有500个金币。
They have 500 golden coins.
第二个,
the second.
他们去任何他喜欢的馆子吃饭不用付钱，国家付钱的。
They can go any restaurant to eat. They don't have to pay for it.
想想看，我可以去南海、去北京、小四川，天天吃不用付钱的。
So I can go to all my favorite restaurants to eat.
第三个好处,
the third.
他去戏院里面看戏的时候,
when you go to the theater,
他可以坐在第一排不用买票的。
He can sit in the front row without buying a ticket.
我已经天天带Judy去 Minnesota Symphony Orchestra 看戏。
So we can, 每一天, back and every day, take Judy to the orchestra.
他们也是三种特别的待遇。
So they have those three privileges.
但保罗他说他的奖赏比这些还珍贵。
But Paul says his prize is greater than this.
他说他要得在神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So he's going to take what God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这个奖赏指什么?
What is this prize?
这再次指十节二十二节这里。
So once again, point to verse 12.
充分的彻底的认识基督。
Completely, thoroughly knowing Christ.
在属灵上有复活的生命。
So in you have a revived a life spiritually.
然后达到最终的完全。
Then you can get to the final perfection.
可能我们当中有人会觉得,
so maybe some of us may feel,
保罗这个奖赏我不要没有关系。
He said, I don't need this prize. That doesn't matter.
神啊, 你能不能给我其他的奖赏?
So God, can you give me some other prize?
给我一个更好的工作。
Give me better work.
让我孩子成绩全部都是A。
So let my children have a best A.
让我的收入更高。
Give them a better income.
让我有更大的房子。
A bigger house.
如果你有这样的想法,
if you are thinking of such things,
因为你还是个属灵的婴孩,
because you are still a spiritual infant.
为什么我这么说?
Why do I say that?
让我举个比方,
let me give an example.
如果我孩子小的时候,
when my children were young,
他们有一阵子真的彼此相爱, 彼此相爱。
So they love each other.
然后家事上面很忠心的做。
As they do their whole house chores.
为了鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
我告诉他们说。
I told them.
我很帮妈妈决定要用你的名义。
Mom and I decided we're going to use your name.
替你们买1000股的股票。
So we're buying 1000 stocks for you.
1000股的 3M 的股票。
1000 3M stocks for you.
或者是 Google 的股票。
Or the stock for Google.
或者更厉害的 Berkshire 的股票。
Or maybe even Berkshire.
他有个小孩子的时候。
When they were children were young.
他跟他说哦我不要这个。
He says, I don't want this.
我要糖果吃。
I want a candy.
我需要汽车玩具。
I want a toy car.
我要电子游戏。
I want an electric game.
我需要一个芭比doll。
I want a Barbie doll.
但等他们长大以后。
So when they grow older,
等他们成年以后
become an adult,
他们知道这1000股的股票极有价值。
They know those 1,000 stocks are valuable.
可以买许许多多他们要的。
Can buy many things they need.
因为他们成熟了。
对 so when they are mature.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗知道。
Paul knows.
充分的和彻底的认识基督啊
，to know Christ completely and thoroughly
是极其珍贵的
，it's very precious。
难怪他在第三章腓立比第三章第八节
，you remember in verse chapter 3 verse 8，
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。他不是说这些事情都不好。
He's not saying all these things are not good.
但是跟耶稣比起来就没有那么有价值了。
But compared to Jesus, they're not valuable.
他还说，如果这些事情影响到我，阻挡了我去认识基督，那这些事情是有损的，有害的。
So if those things preventing me from knowing Christ, then they are bad for me.
我们当中可能有些弟兄姐妹。
So maybe they're brothers and sisters in our midst.
你一直忠心地侍奉神。
You have.Served the Lord royally.
你也侍奉了一阵子。
You have served it for a while.
你可能觉得有点累了。
Maybe you feel tired.
或者种种原因你想停下来。
Or maybe for the reason you like to stop.
你知道吗？
You know?
你在属灵的赛跑你已经跑了一阵子。
You have run your spiritual race for a while.
你已经跑过那个弯道。
You already passed the curve.
你已经可以看到50米以后的那个终点。
You can see the end point in 50 meters.
继续努力
Continue,
因为你快要得到那个奖赏
Because you're about to receive the prize
也许我们当中有些比较年轻的信主年轻的弟兄姐妹
Maybe some of us who are younger brothers and sisters
你也许刚刚开始这个赛跑不久
If you're just beginning the spiritual race
你身上充满了精力
You're full of energy
你也还有一段时间
You have time left
巴不得你现在就决定
I hope you would decide now
我只有一件事
There's only one thing for me.
我要跑完这个比赛。
I want to complete this race.
因为我知道耶稣在终点为我所预备那个奖赏。
I know the prize that Jesus prepared for me at the end.
比我所想象的要来得更好。
It's far beyond what I can imagine.
第三个大点。
The third point.
保罗的劝告。
That's Paul's advice.
他对两种人。
For two kind of people.
他先对的完全人。
To the perfect.
然后对其他不同看法的人
And to the otherwise,
对完全人
for the perfect.
他说所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心
so, so those among us who are considered perfect should keep this mind
保罗鼓励他们你就笑话我
He said you need to follow me
我们就往前跑
We just press forward
我们不要满足现状
So we shouldn't beSatisfied with our current situation.
那么对其他看法的人
，and for all the others，
也许这些腓立比的弟兄姐妹
，maybe those of Philippian brothers，
他们看法跟保罗不一样
，they see things different from Paul，
因为他们属灵的经历不一样
，they have different spiritual experience，
他们属灵的生命程度不一样
，they have different degrees in their spirituality。
但保罗相信
，that Paul believes，
神自己会做老师教导他们
，God will be the teacher and teach them。
保罗在这边是一个暗示。
So here he is pointing out to them.
他所追求的目标方法是完全正确的。
The way he is doing this a completely correct.
可以作为腓立比弟兄姐妹的榜样。
Can be your example.
虽然有些信徒们到现在还不能有这样的看见。
Maybe some believers cannot see that.
但保罗相信神迟早会指引他们，带他们朝这个路走。
But Paul knows God will sooner or later will teach them and lead them to run this race.
然后十六节保罗说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
So only let us live up to what we have already attained.
保罗想要讲一件事情。
Paul wants to say one thing.
灵性的转变是按部就班的。
So when you the spiritual progress is orderly, gradually.
没有捷径，没有办法一步登天。
There's no shortcut. You cannot come just get there quickly.
保罗有很多令人羡慕、敬佩的经历跟程度。
So Paul has many experiences, many attainments that people could admire.
但你知道一件事情吗？
But you know one thing.
如果他里面没有这种属灵的程度，
If he does not have such a spirituality,
他是没有办法勉强做作出来的。
He couldn't just pretend to do it.
好了，要每个基础按照自己灵性的地步往前走。
So Paul wanted each Christian to move forward according to their own spiritual maturity.
这边提到行这个字哈。
Here with the word do.
就当到什么地步行。
Because you let do what we are called to attain.
这个希腊字有两个意思。
So there are two meanings according to the Greek word.
一个是说兵丁们他们列队前行。
One is the, like the soldiers, they walk in line.
没有人落后。
Nobody will fall behind.
另外一个意思。
The other meaning,
打仗的时候，兵丁们按照战斗的次序往前走。
So during the war, the soldiers march forward.
没有人逃队。
So nobody will run away or escape.
保罗鼓励你和我。
So Paul encourages you and I.
不管我们属灵的情况怎么样。
Despite our spiritual maturity.
只要我们不停的。
As long as we do not stop,
有系统的向前行，
systematically walk towards forward,
没有人落后，
nobody fall behind,
没有人离队，
nobody would desert.
我们迟早都会得到神为我们每一个人预备的奖赏。
So sooner or later, we shall obtain the prize that God has prepared for us.
2008年刚开始。
So just the beginning of 2008.
你是神的儿女。
You are children of God.
请问你在基督里有什么新年的决议？
So let me ask, what do you have your New Year resolution in Christ?
如果你只有一件事情需要做，
If there's only one thing to do,
请问是哪一件？
Let me ask, what is it?
也许一些人，
Maybe someone
乃是需要开始爱主，
Need to learn to love God.
他虽然在教会，他其实已经没有爱主了。
Even though he's in the church, but he doesn't love God.
因为他已经失去了起初的爱心。
Because he has lost the original zeal.
对一些人。
For some people.
乃是忠心地跟随耶稣。
Is to loyally follow Christ.
不能再时好时坏。
You cannot be sometimes to do it, sometimes to
do it. 不能再进三步退两步。
You cannot move forward three steps and falling back twice.
就过一个有纪律的属灵生活。
So it's to learn to live a disciplined spiritual life.
对一些人。
For some people.
可能就是认真地对付你的老我。
Maybe just to care, to take care of the old self.
也许是你的脾气。
Maybe it's your temper.
你一下子容易发作，
you have quick temper,
伤害的人，
hurt people,
也许是你骄傲的心，
maybe it's your pride,
也许是你那个争强好胜的心，
maybe it's the one that you want to be better than others,
也许是你那不肯饶恕人的心，
maybe you're unwilling to forgive others,
对一些人，
for other people,
也许那一件事情，
maybe that one thing,
就是金钱的奉献，
is to make money offerings,
你缺少感恩的心。
There's lacking of thanksgiving.
你没有按照神所赐给你的奉献给他。
You did not offer to him what God has given you.
因为你忘记了你得货财的力量是神赐给你。
Because you forgot the ability to earn money is given to you by God.
神可以赐给你，神也给他拿回去。
So God can give to you, he can also take it back.
也许对一些人。
So for that, maybe for other people.
就是今年我要把耶稣介绍给一个人。
Today I want to introduce Jesus to someone.
我要告诉人, 信耶稣是什么意思?
I will tell people what does it mean by believing.
我为什么信?
Why did I believe?
我怎么样信?
How did I believe?
然后相信神要怎么带领他?
And also to believe how God is going to lead them.
但是对大多数的人,
but for most people,
可能这件事情,
maybe this is the thing.
就是讲圣经读一遍。
So it's to read the Bible once.
也许我在教会多年，我还没有想圣经读一遍。
Maybe I've been in the church many years, have not read the Bible.
我决定今年每天要读四章。
I determined today, this year, every day I'll read four chapters.
我要把圣经读完。
I'll finish the Bible.
因为神的话是灵，是生命。
Because God's word is spirit, is life.
是我脚前的灯。
It's the light of my feet.
是我路上的光。
It's a lamp of my path.
不管是哪一件事情,
it doesn't matter what.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
让我们以保罗做榜样。
Let's use Paul as our example.
我们彼此勉励。
That encourage each other.
更要紧的,
the most important.
我们不只是头脑上的认同,
not only we recognize in our head.
说这有道理,
we say this is important. This makes sense.
我们更开始有实际的行动,
we also have actual action.
忘记背后的,
forget behind.
努力面前的,
present for.
向着标杆直跑,
so we press for the future.
要得神在基督耶稣里,
so we will obtain what God has in Christ.
从上面招你招我来得的奖赏。
So to call you and me heavenly word.
让我们祷告。
Let us call. Let's pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Father, we once again thank you.
你在这个新年的第一次聚会。
During the first meeting of the new year.
你讲你自己的心意摆在我们面前。
You put your will in us.
让我们决心做一个属灵的跑步者。
Let us determine to be a spiritual.
我们不让任何东西阻断我们跑完这段路程。
Nothing will prevent us finish this course.
因为你已经为我们每一个准备了这个奖赏。
Because you have prepared each one of us the prize.
求主帮助。
May Lord help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you.